Remarks of the President, Everett, Washington, 2 October 1952.
Citizens of Everett, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you the next junior United States Senator from the state of Washington, your own Henry M. Jackson.
Thanks, Harry Henson, and my friends of my hometown and Snohomish County. I know that Harry Henson will be your next congressman to take my place, and I know that he'll make a good one. It is now my privilege to present to you the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that welcome. It's mighty fine. I remember the times I've stopped here. In 1948 and before that, when Mun Morgan and I used to run an investigating committee in Washington and I was in the Senate. I always enjoyed myself immensely in this wonderful town. I still have the fishing rod and the reel you gave me in 1948. And the next year, you know, I'm going to have time to use it. I'm here today in my political capacity, if you don't understand what I'm doing. I'm campaigning for the Democratic ticket. See, the president's got four or five jobs, and one of them is the head of his party. It's a special pleasure to me here to be in Everett, the hometown of Scoop Jackson. For Scoop will be one of the best senators this state ever had, or any other state ever had. And I want to say to you that Washington's had some mighty fine senators. There's Hugh Mitchell for governor, just as great a man as it's possible to have for that position, and I know you're going to elect him. And this Don Magnuson and Harry Henson for Congress, Smith Troy for Attorney General, and Vic Myers for Lieutenant Governor. That's a fine ticket. You know, when I read it, there's Magnuson, Walgren, Magnuson, and Henson sounds like a Swedish law firm. I want you to vote for them and for the whole Democratic state ticket. And don't feel that when you're doing that, you've done your full duty. You must vote for the national ticket. Adlai Stevenson, as you did for me 4 years ago for president. He's made a fine record as the governor of Illinois, and that's the best training there is for a president of the United States. John Sparkman is a fine man too. Both these men are people you can trust. They'll always work for the plain, everyday citizen. There's one thing above all else that I want you to do, that I want you to understand while I'm on this trip. That is to make sure that you people aren't fooled by all the false stories the Republicans are spreading around this country. I've talked about a number of those phony stories since I've been on this trip, and there's one of them that seems to worry people very much. That's the one about how there's bound to be another depression after our defense job tapers off. The Republicans are trying to make people believe the only thing that holds up our economy is the defense effort. They say we wouldn't have prosperity today if it were not for the military spending. That's a terrible idea. And it's terrible that there are politicians who would try to frighten and upset people with a thing like that. Let me tell you something. That whole business is just a plain political falsehood. Back in Missouri, I'd call it a little stronger term. The truth is that the prosperity this country is now enjoying is very sound indeed. There's nothing artificial about it. Right now, we have a total national production of over $340 billion this year. The defense effort is taking something less than 1/6 of our total output. Now get this straight. If it weren't for the defense effort, we'd be even more prosperous than we are, and not less prosperous. The defense effort is making us postpone and put off a great many things we need, things that would make our country even greater than now. Let me give you some examples. Here in the Northwest especially, we need more power. That calls for a lot more dams like Grand Coulee and more transmission lines. As fast as we can get those things, there will be room for more industry up here. We need more and better roads all over the country, from superhighways down to timber access trails. We need new schools and hospitals in nearly every city and town and hamlet in the country. We're going to need better and cheaper houses for all our growing population, and more consumer goods of every kind. Look at television, for example. It's hardly started yet. Thousands of businesses are ready right now to bring their factories up to date and expand them to meet these new demands. And think of Alaska. We've scarcely begun to develop its great resources. There are all kinds of projects up there that should be undertaken. And those projects will not only help Alaska, they will add to the prosperity of this area here and will strengthen the whole United States. One of the things I'm sorry this last Congress didn't do was to give Alaska statehood. As soon as we can ease off on defense, all this civilian work will be there for us to do. We all hope defense can be cut someday to a lot less than now. But there are plenty of demands, civilian demands, to more than take its place. That means there need be no depression in this country, and there won't be, if you have a government in Washington that understands these things and will help you start on new production when the right time comes. The Democratic Party can give you that kind of government. That has been proved. We got you out of the Great Depression 20 years ago, and we kept you out of a depression after World War II, and that's the first time in history of this country that to avoid a depression after a war. And I might remind you that Korea has nothing to do with it. The danger for a depression came first in 1946, and then again in 1949. We got past both of those with flying colors, and we were back in boom times well before 1950. But the Republicans are quite right to tell you that there could be a depression. There could be. Perhaps there will be if they get control of the country. They just don't believe in doing things that must be done to keep the country growing. They got us into the last depression 20 years ago, and there's no sign they wouldn't do it again. They just don't seem to have any concept of progress and growth. They voted repeatedly against power projects, against reclamation, against housing, and most of other things that help to make us prosperous. And I've got the record on that, and I can cite you the chapter and verse if you want to read the fine print in the Congressional Record. Now, unfortunately, you can't count on their candidate for president to make them any better. He's a general. He's been in the Army 40 years, and that's not very good training for a president. That's not a place where you learn much about how our civilian government is run. I know a lot of generals. Most of them are mighty fine men, and so is the head of the Republican ticket. But they know a lot more about spending money than they do about making it and increasing the prosperity of this country. Anyway, the Republican candidate seems to have given up the Republican reactionaries already, without even a fight. He's in Taft's pocket, and Taft's telling him what to do. Now, I like Ike, but I like him in the Army, and that's where he ought to be. My friends, if you want this country to go forward, that's just where you send him next November. That's the way to protect yourselves and protect your own interests. You're the government. It's up to you to make the government work. The power in this republic of ours is centered in the people. The people I'm looking at right now. And when you exercise that power, as you should, you have good government. And the best way to get good government, to keep your own interests growing, to keep this state prosperous and to keep the nation prosperous, and to help me to get world peace in the world, is to go to the polls on the 4th of November. Look the tickets over and take a Democratic ballot and put an X up in that ring at the top of it and put it in the box, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Now I've got an asset, a very great asset. She's along with me in the form of my daughter. I wonder if you'd like to see her.